is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Canada, where there is a contest in the Conservative Party for leader between two men. I learned from Conrad Black, writing at the National Post. Conrad is a distinguished biographer and an historian of Canadian politics. Two men who are both charming, both French-speaking, and looking to the future. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Jean Charest and Pierre Poilievre. Let's begin with Jean Charest because he was once upon a time in the Mulroney government. He is bilingual, and you describe him as pragmatic. What does that mean for Canada today? Good evening to you, Conrad.
Good evening to you, John. It means that he's he always navigates between the extremes, and he approaches policy questions and questions of government by trying to put together as easily and swiftly as he can a majority on each issue, rather than starting from the position of having strong views about what the line to take is and trying to impose it. So he's pragmatic in the sense that he's not particularly strongly right or left, where Pierre Poilievre is an outright conservative, an ideological conservative who believes that tax policy, spending policy, and various social policies should all be somewhat more conservative than they are now.
What is the advantage of being three times the Liberal premier of Quebec by Jean Charest? What skill does that give him?
It gives him both a political base that is strong and numerous, and a vital experience. The Premier of Quebec is a very important position in this country, and it has been held by some of the most formidable political leaders in the history of the country. And, you know, Quebec is a place that is always tempted to some extent by the idea of seceding from Canada and setting up their own French-speaking country. I mean, it's a relatively rich province and has, I believe, about 8.5 million people. So even if 500,000 or so, or maybe a little more, even 1 million non-French people left the province, that would still make them a much bigger and larger population country than Denmark or, that sort of thing. Be a perfectly viable country on its own. So the Premier of Quebec always manages the ambitions of Quebec to be stronger within Canada and the ambitions of Quebec that flicker away about leaving Canada and setting up their own country. And that's always the great question mark in Canadian affairs. And that is why, we've really had, except for 10 years since 1968, which is, 54 years. In that time, 45 out of the 54 years, we've had a leader from Quebec because it is so central to the political life of the country. So Jean Charest, having held that position for 10 years, as you said, he was the Liberal premier in Quebec, and he's now running as Conservative leader federally. But it should be remembered, I mean, your listeners wouldn't necessarily know this, that in Quebec, the Liberal Party is really a coalition of Liberals and Conservatives against the Nationalists. It's the two big federal parties together, and they call themselves Liberals. But it's an important background for him, and it is, indisputable credentials for him to manage the whole issue of the relations between Quebec and Canada.
I believe I've read that Quebec enjoys a bounty of natural resources. What does it mean that he would balance ecological and commercial interests? How does that translate?
On the environment, neither of these two would qualify for membership in the Biden administration and these very ambitious green view that they have of things. Now, that view is held by the Green Party of this country, which is a fourth party, and not, I think they only have a couple of MPs, three or four MPs, I think. And none of the parties here is as carried away on the green issue as your Democrats are right now, but some of them are you know, they're not exactly at war with the petroleum industry, but the present federal government, Justin Trudeau's Liberal government, is making it difficult for the oil-producing areas, and the government's very unpopular in those areas. Charest would relax that, but he would observe normal and fairly aggressive standards on pollution reduction, but he would stop the attempt at get us all into electric cars in the next 5 years.
Pierre Pellevra, we've spoken of him before. He's immediately compelling. He's bilingual, English-Canadian. He serves as an MP in Ottawa. And he looks to be someone reminiscent of earlier Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Is that a mentor for him?
He was, again, a little like Charest with Mulroney. He was a very young member of the Harper government, and ideologically he would be similar to Harper. He's got a more saleable and affable political personality than Harper had, but you're very perceptive to see that. He was in the Harper government, and that was an authentic small-C conservative government. It was a low-tax, low-spend, don't expand the public sector, don't overregulate, and let's not let the environmentalists take over the whole government. It was that kind of a regime.
And what we have now is a contest between two gentlemen. How does it proceed? The party votes over many weeks. Do they visit with party members as they're voting?
Yeah, what happened, the way they did it was the members of parliament voted to have a leadership choice. And so what happened was, under the constitution of the Conservative Party of Canada, various people announced their intention of seeking the leadership, and the party executive, the National Conservative Association and the party chairman, decided, and according to guidelines that have been established before, that you have a certain period of time to decide if you're going to run. And then there is a period when they campaign all around the country, however they wish to do it, all of the candidates. And in that time, they are attempting to recruit members to, you know, pay in and join in the association of the Conservative Party of Canada, giving them a right to vote for the leader. You will have noticed that in Britain, the paid up membership of the governing Conservative Party there is about 180,000 people. But in this country, Poilievre alone signed up 311,000 members. And this is a smaller population than Britain. It's a country of only 38 million. And the total number of eligible votes is something on the order of 700,000. So there's then a period which is effectively all summer, or almost all summer, when there's a cutoff period to signify that you have a right to vote, but you then have until, I think, the middle of August to actually send your vote in. But it's got to be properly validated and everything. There won't be any funny business about, harvested ballots or anything like that. It's all carefully verified. And then because they don't want to announce the winner in August, when a very large number of people are on holiday and they want to get some attention to it, they are doing it in the first week in September.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post about the choice for the Conservative Party of Canada for the future between Jean Charest and Pierre Pellevra, both French-speaking men, which is a strength in Canadian politics. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.